T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie and Stoney Show, 97.1 The Ticket, Super Bowl week. Super Bowl 53 coming up Sunday in Atlanta. And we are going to head down to Atlanta momentarily to talk to Kyle Rudolph, NFL Man of the Year candidate from the Minnesota Vikings.
Going up against Matthew Stafford.
That's right, Matthew Stafford, a Man of the Year candidate for the Detroit Lions. And Kyle is going to be speaking to us about football and on behalf of Best Buy. So from what my understanding is, he'll be doing the interview while wearing a blue polo shirt with a yellow tag on it. And it does come with a 2 or 3 year warranty option.
And if, right? And if he gets cut, he automatically goes to the Geek Squad.
Oh, well, he could do that. You know, this kid's a Notre Dame kid.
I know.
He's no dummy. And he knows that when the ball goes up against the Lions on a Hail Mary situation, he knows exactly where to be. But, you know, he's always been one of those guys. Not an all-time Lion killer, but has had good games against the Lions. And he is, you know, whenever the Lions have difficulty covering tight ends, which they've had for 50 or 60 years now, it was always a matchup that always you dread when you're a Lions fan. Kyle Rudolph of the Vikings joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket, speaking on behalf of Best Buy, speaking from the Super Bowl. What's up, Kyle? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're great. Thanks so much for the time.
Obviously, a little warmer where you are than in Viking land right now, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. My man DQ and I are down here at the Best Buy Tech Zone in Atlanta, and both of us live in Minneapolis. So, you know, when we left, it was about negative 30 temp, and we're down here, and everyone thinks it's cold in Atlanta because it's about 30 degrees. And we're explaining to them that it's a 60-degree difference for us being down here than back home.
Wow. So for whatever reason, and we'll get into this in a little bit, the Vikings have not made it to the Super Bowl. You've had some really good teams. You've had some brutal playoff losses, I know. So as a result of that, is the Hail Mary catch against the Lions your greatest play?
You know, I think it was a big play in that game. You know, obviously we didn't get off to the greatest start. The Lions defense was playing well, slowing us down early in that game. And, you know, it was a huge momentum shift for us because, you know, it was a 14-point swing there right before the half, and then we get the ball to start the second half, and we're able to score 24 unanswered points. To say it was my greatest play, you know, I'm not sure. It was definitely a big play in that game, though, especially as a team that was fighting for their playoff lives at the time.
Going into the season, I'm sure you were a part of this camp as well. I thought you guys were the, you know, the best team in the division, a good chance to go to the Super Bowl. Changing quarterbacks, a lot of people thought Cousins was better than Case Keenum. What happened to the Vikings this year?
I think the biggest thing is just not playing with the chip on our shoulder that we had in 2017. Obviously, extremely high expectations. You know, when you're 60 minutes from the Super Bowl and you go out and sign a quarterback, you get Dalvin Cook back healthy. We felt like, you know, everyone knows how good our defense is. But we felt like we really had an opportunity to play good football on offense. Unfortunately, we didn't. And, you know, obviously some changes made at the offensive coordinator position throughout the course of the season. And we just didn't get the job done. You know, with all that happened, we had an opportunity at home in week 17 to win, to get a chance to go play in the playoffs. And we weren't able to get it done. I think that will motivate us this offseason to get back to where we were in 2017.
We're talking to Kyle Rudolph here, 97.1 The Ticket, about the Super Bowl and about Best Buy. We'll get to that in just a minute as well. When you look at this game this year, the Rams and the Patriots, first of all, you know, whenever we talk to football players, I'm always curious your take on Tom Brady. Do you just marvel at the longevity and the high level? I mean, the guy is showing very few signs, if any, of slowing down, and he's into his 40s.
The consistency is unbelievable, and quite honestly, I don't think it's something that will ever be done again. The run that they've had over the last two decades, the amount of division titles, playoff wins, obviously Super Bowl appearances and Super Bowl wins, it speaks for itself. So as a player, you know, you just honestly sit back and respect it, because you know how hard it is to win in this league, and the consistency that they've been able to win with is very admirable.
You've played both teams this year. What do you like on Sunday?
I'm looking forward to this game. You know, I'm looking forward to watching the matchup. Obviously, everyone knows, you know, you look back at the Super Bowls where Tom Brady might not have had as much success, and it's from pressure up the middle, and they have Aaron Donald and Dominican Sue. Look forward to those guys having a great game, getting after the quarterback a little bit. I have some buddies on the Rams, former high school teammates, a former teammate with the Minnesota Vikings and John Sullivan. So, you know, we're rooting for the Rams, but I've also learned you don't root against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Odds will say that they're going to come through.
Hey, just curious, Kyle. I mean, I was kind of joking about the Hail Mary pass that you had against the Lions. You guys play each other twice a year, and the Lions are they're our team here in Detroit, but obviously they have not had anywhere near the success you guys have had in Minnesota, Green Bay, Chicago. How do you view the Lions as somebody who faces them twice a year? And look, I'm not looking for bulletin board material. I'm just curious your honest assessment of this football team.
Well, no. I mean, if you look back until this year, we hadn't beat you guys in our new stadium where we've had a ton of success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a division game. It's always a tough matchup for us. You know, records are kind of thrown out the window when you're playing games in the NFC North. You know, you've seen it no matter how good one team or the other is throughout the course of our division. When we play each other twice a year, there are always battles. And, you know, we knew that going into Detroit late in the season this year. And, you know, like I said, thankfully we had that play before halftime that was able to kind of invigorate some momentum and our team and let us go on a run to get out of there with the win, you know, because our season almost ended right there in Detroit.
Looking back a little bit, because we love our college football here, you played at Notre Dame. When you go back to the 2010 game, you scored a 95-yard touchdown against Michigan with about 2.5 minutes left. I assume you thought that was going to be the game winner and that Denard was not going to drive the team down to win the game at the end. What do you remember about that game?
No, I remember it was kind of cloudy the whole game. We had on and off rain, and then, you know, like you said, we scored with, I don't even think it was 2 minutes. It was like a minute and 20 seconds, and the sun came out, but not a cloud in the sky, and it was like, oh, this is perfect. You know, we scored a touchdown. We took a big lead, and sure enough, Denard went right down the field and scored a touchdown and won the game there at the end. So, you know, that was definitely one of my tougher losses in college.
All right, Kyle, we got to let you talk about Best Buy. What does Best Buy and the Super Bowl mean to you?
You know, I'm down here at the Tech Zone with my man DQ, my expert on technology. And, you know, you guys are asking me all the questions about football, but, you know, DQ's the expert when it comes to technology. So he's the one making, you know, all the decisions on my man cave and all the latest and greatest technology with 4K TVs, surround sound, smart lights, small appliances. You know, you can't have a big game party without a crock pot and air fryer. So you got to have good food.
There you go. Hey, Kyle, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Kyle Rudolph of the Minnesota Vikings joining us here.
Say hi to DQ first.
DQ? That's his guy, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.